Thanks for tuning into The Image Check with Pastors Claude and Rosa Bevere and the Image of God Christian Center Church family. God's Word tells us in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3:18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding in a mirror, the glory of the Lord are being changed into the same image. We believe that as we look into the mirror of the Word of God, we are being changed. So prepare your heart and minds today as we together discover our true identity in Christ.
Jesus didn't come to set up a religious system. Jesus came to set up and establish a government, a kingdom. Come on, somebody say amen. I'm going to prove it to you tonight scripturally. Jesus did not preach about the poor. Jesus did not preach about heaven. Amen. He talked about heaven, but that wasn't his primary message. Okay? Jesus taught the gospel of the kingdom of God. Amen. The kingdom of God is not heaven. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. And I'm going to prove it to you scripturally. You know what I mean? The kingdom of God is not heaven. Heaven was not designed for believers. The earth was designed for human beings, okay? And the enemy has had our minds blocked for so long to where we're so busy in our own little boxes and cages in life to where we are consumed with trying to get us together so we can fly away one day and go to heaven. We're trying to earn our salvation when it's already been paid for by Jesus. Come on. Our responsibility here on planet Earth now is to get our minds together. Those that are believers, those that have been born again or born from above, according to John chapter 3. If we've been born from above, we are now new creatures in Christ Jesus. That whole old life has been passed away. Everything else that's happening in your life that's reminding you of that old life is called parent tapes. Come on, somebody say amen. They are memories of the past that need to be crucified. Come on, somebody say amen. There are things that happened to you, whether they were abusive things or maybe somebody treated you wrong, amen. Now, you need to understand something. When those parent tapes are playing in your life and you don't crucify those things, you will always attract people to you, amen, who will remind you of what you used to do and what you used to be. I'm talking kingdom of God tonight. I'm going to read the scripture and then we're going to go into the message. You ready? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. It says, but, let's read it together so everybody can get it. 1, 2, 3. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Stop right there. There are believers that are still natural minded. Carnal minded. Therefore, they cannot receive the things that are of the Spirit because the things that are of the Spirit are spiritually understood. You don't contact God with your body. Your body is not you. You contact God with your human spirit. That's why John chapter 4 and verse 24 says that true worshipers are going to come, and they that worship God in spirit and in truth are considered true worshipers. So you make contact with God with your human spirit, who you really are. Come on, somebody say, who I really am. I am a spirit made in the image and likeness of God. And then I have a soul. You and I contact each other. Amen. Come on, we contact each other with our soul, our mind, our emotion, and our will, our intellect. Amen. And we also contact each other and this planet, things on the planet, with our physical body. Amen. But we make contact with God with our spirit. So it is very, listen, I'm working something up. It's very, very, very apparent that a Christian can get born again at the altar right here, and they never renew their mind, and they try to worship God in the flesh. So when a person don't know God intimately, spiritually, the first thing that kicks in is they figure out rules and regulations and laws and duties that they can do to please God. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Because they don't know him intimately. See, I want to challenge you tonight to be a spiritual Christian and not to be carnal. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, I am unplugged. Jesus did not come to set up a religion. He came to set up a kingdom. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born." Speaking of Jesus. "Unto us a son is given." Many people are going to talk about this during Christmas. "And the government." I want you to circle that word government. "The government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Jesus came to set up a government in the midst of ungodly Babylonistic governments, if that's the right word. You do need to know that just like the video clip that I played you, when you try to pull people out of the system of carnality and the system of Babylon, amen, if they're not a spiritual person, amen, rejection kicks in. Come on, somebody say amen. Have you ever tried to help somebody, amen, that was a Christian, and they fight you like a dog in a dog fight? It's because they're carnal. Amen. And in order for us to grow and to achieve kingdom things in the earth, we're going to have to change our mindset. Somebody say amen. Amen. Jesus did not come to set up religion. He did not come to establish the Lutheran church. He did not come to establish the Word of Faith church. He did not come to establish Protestant Catholicism. He didn't come to establish Pentecostal or United Pentecostal. These are all establishments that are made by men. That's why once that revelation to that man dies out, somebody else comes up with something new. Amen. And then it causes separatism or division, because I might not believe the way you believe, amen. You might believe Baptist, I might believe Pentecostal, I might believe Word of Faith, you might believe Lutheran, amen. So those man-made things, amen, that are established, what they do is they cause division. And that's the devil. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Jesus did not come to establish religion. He came to set up a kingdom. Now, in America, it's kind of hard for us to understand kingdom because we are democracy. Pastor Crisco said this. In America, everybody wants to be independent. Nobody wants to be up under a theocracy. Nobody wants to be up under the rule of God or the rule of a king. Therefore, we don't understand kingdom mindset. So what happens is that, amen, we get our own little dreams, our own little goals, our own little ambitions, and amen, we can't submit to authority. We have no honor. We have no reverence. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. Amen, because we are out for us. Me, myself, and I. Come on, somebody say praise God. But remember, Jesus didn't come to set up a democracy. He came to set up a kingdom. Jesus did not get voted in, baby. See, in a democracy, you vote people in. Kings are born into the kingdom. Jesus was born a king. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And he is the king of, and he is the Lord of, he's establishing his kingdom. And those that are spiritually minded can perceive and understand and comprehend him, his king, comprehend his kingdom and kingdom ways. Amen. Now, here we go. Here we go. Jesus taught the kingdom of God. He did not teach some of the stuff that we be teaching nowadays. Now, we are a kingdom of God teaching ministry here. I just want you to know that. Okay? Let me tell you something. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody say he's going to be honest with you. You know, you can go out and you can feed all the poor people in Adrian, Michigan and still miss the will of God. Amen. See, if Jesus was sitting here right now, a lot of people got offended at him, because Jesus would say something like this: "The poor you have always with you." I put something on Facebook the other day that if Jesus was teaching in our churches nowadays, people wouldn't be able to handle it. Well, I'm doing my best to allow him to teach and speak through me. Amen. Come on, get a Lord a hand clap of praise. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Jesus taught the kingdom. "But seek ye first" what? "The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now, you do know that he was talking about what you shall eat, what you shall wear, you know what I mean, what you shall drink, what the Gentiles sought after, amen. He told them don't give focus to how they live their lives or the system which how they live. He said, but you need to put the kingdom first. Somebody say kingdom first. Matthew 4 and 23, all you can do is just jot these down and go home and meditate them on yourself. Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Now, I am still teaching on giving, but the Holy Spirit gave me a new direction to teach on it. Because when you teach giving and receiving to people that are carnally minded, they're going to reject it. But when you give them revelation concerning the kingdom of God, and they need to understand that giving and receiving, sowing and reaping is a law of the kingdom, come on, then they'll understand it. So we're just going backwards for a little bit just to help you understand. Mark chapter 1 verse 14, write that down. Now after that John was put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. What did Jesus teach y'all? The kingdom of God. What did he teach? The kingdom of God. Mark chapter 1 verse 15. And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Believe what gospel? The gospel of the kingdom of God. Now, the phrase kingdom of God, basileia to, means the rule and the reign of God in and through mankind. You can trace kingdom all the way back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. The word kingdom is two words, king's domain or king's dominion. So Adam was the first king in the earth. Come on, somebody say amen. He was a king that had dominion, made in God's image and made in God's likeness. So when man fell, man lost his glory. Man lost the reputation and the appearance of God. He lost what it was to be like God. Because whoever you hang around with, you become like. It's the law of association. So the Bible said that he would walk with God in the cool of the day. Come on. He fellowshiped with God. God rubbed off on him. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. This man was like God. And because he was around God, he was able to exercise dominion like God. But man lost that dominion, and man began to see himself differently than what he was originally created to be. And then man began to grow through the process of death. And I taught you this before, even a year and a half ago, that man was not created to die. Come on, say that. Man was not created to die. Scientifically, they can't figure out why your body heal itself all the time. You and I were not created to die. But because man committed high treason in the garden, the process of death was implemented. So that's why it took Adam over 900 years to die, because death wasn't in his vocabulary. Lord have mercy. There was no such thing as death. He was so infused with God's power, God's anointing, God's ability. Where God is, there cannot be any death. But then when high treason was committed in disobedience to God's word in the garden, the glory coat left him. God's presence left him, and then he had to be covered with something else other than God. And still today, men and women are trying to cover themselves with something other than God. We cover ourselves with women, cover ourselves with men, cover ourselves with drugs, cover ourselves with alcohol, lying and cheating. Come on, somebody say amen. We cover ourselves with whatever it is that makes us feel secure.
Once again, thank you for joining us today. We know that you are being blessed and empowered by the teaching of Pastor Claude Brevere. If you like what you are hearing today and would like to purchase this message, or any other teaching of Pastor Claude Brevere, please visit us online at www.iogccchurch.com for more information. Now, let's continue on with today's message by Pastor Claude Brevere.
Men and women are trying to cover themselves with something other than God. We cover ourselves with women, cover ourselves with men, cover ourselves with drugs, cover ourselves with alcohol, lying and cheating. Come on, somebody say amen. We cover ourselves with whatever it is that makes us feel secure. Amen. But we're not supposed to be clothed with anything other than Jesus Christ. The Bible says, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Come on, somebody say amen. So the first man was a kingdom man. I'm going somewhere. Matthew chapter 4 verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. Somebody say, repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, the word repent is a very key word in understanding the kingdom of God. The word repent means to do over the highest level, or to change your thinking, or to change the way that you think. So Jesus was actually telling them to change the way you think. The kingdom is at hand. See, what happens is that the enemy has blinded us to make us think that Jesus was talking about heaven. If Jesus wanted us to go to heaven so bad when we got born again, he would have snatched us out right then. Amen. But over in the book of John, he said, I pray for these, not that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them while they're in the world. Why? Because he's establishing his government in the earth. I don't know if you know this, but this is the truth. And I don't care what nobody else tell you. The church is the government of God. It's the ruling agent on planet earth. The church is. My God. We are the fullness of all that God is. The completing part of all that God is. See, we're going to shift our mindset tonight concerning this church and this kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Look at what the Amplified says. It said, from that time, Jesus began to preach, crying out, repent. Change your mind for the better. Repent. My God. Now, Jesus preached the kingdom, and you and I have been translated into the kingdom. Now, I'm showing you something. I want you to turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Colossians 1 and 13. We're still on the seven pillars, y'all. And you're going to see in just a minute. Colossians 1 and 13. See, because the voice of Babylon still speaks thoroughly in the church. I'm going to say that again. The voice of Babylon still speaks thoroughly in the church. Whenever you hear words like, I can't, I don't know how, what am I going to do? That's Babylon talking. That's you trying to figure out how you're going to do it yourself. And then we religiously put little cloaks over the top of those I can't do's, and then we made this right here. Must be the Lord's will. Come on, somebody say amen. It must be the Lord's will that I'm going through what I'm going through. Then all of a sudden we done turned God into not the doctor, but the one that implements the sickness. Or the one that causes the disease. So when you go through something, now you're saying, I'm suffering for God. God don't teach you with sickness. God don't teach you with disease. Neither does God teach you with poverty. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, that the anointing that abides in you teaches you all things. The Spirit of God in you and I teaches us. Come on, somebody say amen. Not your circumstances. God don't use evil to bring out good. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say, change your thinking. Amen. Colossians 1 and 13. The Amplified Bible says, the Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness. Now, I'm going to say something right quick. I don't care what clutches got you right now. Positionally speaking, you have been snatched out of the power of Satan. Amen. He don't hold you any longer. The Bible says, out of the control and dominion of darkness, and you have been transferred. Somebody say transferred. Into the kingdom of the Son of his love. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, not only have we been transferred or translated. Look, watch this. I'm going to go to the next one. I'm sorry about that because I heard you going with me, Femi. To think about transfer, somebody say transfer. Okay, we're talking about the kingdom of God, the kingdoms of this world, the system of God and the systems of this world, because we're going to end up showing how they operate. Watch this right here. If I am a student at Siena Heights University, and then I transfer to University of Michigan, there are totally different principles and laws that govern the University of Michigan differently than what governs Siena Heights. Do you understand that? Is that plain? Just like that. When you transfer out of the dominion of darkness, you don't operate according to the laws that were over here. Now you're in a new kingdom. The kingdom of his Son. And there's new laws. Come on, somebody say amen. Amen. There's new principles that operate this kingdom. But this is what believers do. We get born again, And our spirit positionally is over here, but our mind is still over here. Therefore, we are believers trying to operate and receive the benefits of our inheritance based upon the Babylonian system. So now you think you're blessed because of your job. You're not blessed because of your job, as if to say if your job was to quit, you would no longer be blessed. You are blessed. Lord, have mercy. To be blessed means that you are empowered to prosper. When you get the job, doesn't indicate that you're blessed. You were blessed before they hired you. Lord, have mercy. Even if they fire you, baby, you're still blessed. See, we got to get Christians to start thinking above the world system, because the world system got us trapped. And then what we hook our mouth up to that. And we say, oh my God, look at everything that's happening. The last days are coming. The last days are here. And you know what? We are. We've been in the last days since Jesus died on the cross. Yeah. Come on, somebody say amen. Yeah. And guess what? Perilous times are coming. But the book of Isaiah chapter 60, write it down. Just write it down. Isaiah 60. I want you to go home and look at it. Isaiah 60 prophesies about us, the end time church. It calls us Zion. The end time church, the Bible talks about gross darkness is going to cover the earth. It said, but it will not come and touch you. Amen. It says the wealth of the Gentiles is going to come to you. I'm talking the word of God. You better hear what I got to say. Don't put yourself over here in Babylon, and as Babylon moves, you move right along with it. You stay over here in the kingdom of God and you say what God says, because guess what? It's just a matter of time before these situations over here start ending up in your favor over here. Because guess what? It's your inheritance to be blessed. That's just it. Lord have me. It's your inheritance to be healed. It's your inheritance to have a good marriage. Your inheritance to drive the best, live the best. But guess what? We got to change the way we think. How else is born? Do you know people don't just get saved because of somebody getting healed? I've seen a lot of people healed and their life is tore down and broke down because they can't get their money together. Come on, somebody say amen. And because they can't get their money together, guess what? People still stay in outer darkness because they're looking at how much God taking care of you, and he ain't taking care of you. Most of us got a bunch of Bible scriptures, but we ain't got no fruit behind him. But when you start changing the way you think, now all of a sudden you're going to start experiencing the fruit. Not only have we been transferred, we are now citizens of the kingdom of God. See, I said this to you 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to say it to you again. And I heard another man of God say it, so I know I heard from God, so I'm going to be bold enough to say it again, even more clearer. You and I are in heaven and in earth simultaneously. At the same time you are in heaven, you are in earth. See, it takes a spiritual mind to understand what I said. Positionally speaking, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, you've been seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are in a position of rest right now. You are in what God calls the Sabbath. You don't have to make the Sabbath the seventh day. That's religion. Every day is the Sabbath now. Jesus is the Sabbath. And when you are in Christ, you are in rest. But what happened is because we didn't change the way we thought, we got to church and we start implementing those Babylonian systems within the body of Christ. So everybody start utilizing and start building their faith based upon what I can do and what I can earn to get God's favor. Lord have mercy. Here we go. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, we're citizens. The Amplified Bible in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, just write it down. It says, we are citizens of the state, the commonwealth, the homeland, which is in heaven. And from it also, we earnestly, patiently await the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, as Savior. Notice it in talking about us flying away. It said, we patiently await the coming of Christ. See, the gospel is not about the going away of saints. It's about the coming of Jesus. It's about the appearing of Jesus. Because, see, Jesus has an agenda. Let me let you in on it. He has an agenda. This planet belongs to him. These people belong to him. Psalm chapter 2. You don't believe me. The Bible says this right here. It says that ask of me and I will give you the heathen for your inheritance. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all them that dwell therein. It belongs to God. Man, the greatest tragedy ever in Christianity is a person that gets born again and never renews their mind. Never changes the way they think. Amen. They continue to fulfill religious obligations and never operate according to the benefits of the kingdom of God. Amen. Say, neighbor, say, we got transferred into the kingdom. You're no longer in the kingdom of darkness. You got to see that. You are no longer. I don't care how dark. Why do you think the Bible says in Psalm 91 that 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you? Why do you think it say that? Because you're simultaneously in heaven the same time that you're in earth. You have access to every angelic host. You better catch what I'm saying. All of heaven is here to back you up. But our angels are unemployed because we don't understand kingdom laws and kingdom principles. So our mind is still over here talking what Babylon is saying. And the angels are sitting there like, my God, I can't do nothing for them because they ain't saying no word. They ain't speaking no word. Amen. Last time I read the Bible, that God calls things that be not, Cornelius, as though they were. Not only have you been transferred and you have become a citizen of the kingdom, you have received the kingdom of God. Hebrews 12 and 28, just write it down. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Daniel chapter 13 teaches us that this kingdom of God is going to trample underfoot every kingdom of this world. Read your Bible. This kingdom cannot be moved. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You and I started off with the victory. You're not going to get the victory. You have the victory right now. You're not going to be healed. You are healed right now. You're not going to get blessed. You are blessed right now. Positionally speaking, we are blessed. And we got to start lining up our thinking and our words with what God's word says. And then all of a sudden we're going to see God's manifested power happening in our lives.
Hello, this is Claude Bevere, the senior pastor of that new and great thriving church, Image of God Christian Center. I'd like to personally thank you for your continued listening and support of our radio program, The Image Check. If our program has been a blessing to you and yours, please contact us and let us know how we have been a blessing to you by sending all letters and all financial contributions to Image of God Christian Center, P.O. Box 531, Adrian, Michigan 49221. You can contact our church office also at 517-417-0000 or visit us online at www.iogccchurch.com. My wife Rosa and I and our entire church family would like to invite you and your family and your friends out to one of our exciting new church services where you can discover who God is, you can discover who you are in Christ, and finally discover what your God-given assignment is. We are conveniently located in the wonderful city of Adrian, Michigan at 1061 South Main Street. Our services are Sundays at 10:45 and Wednesdays at 6:45. Children, youth ministry, and nursery are provided for all services. Come on out and enjoy an explosive time in God's Word as we discover our true identity in Christ. God bless you.